Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made.
Your keyword to cash this hour is old, O-L-D. Text that into 72881, and you're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Did you guys see? Yes?
I'm so sorry. I don't want to interrupt. Can I address something real quick?
Please.
Yes.
Tuesday afternoon on the show, we got into a discussion about teaching. And I had made some comments about one of my wife's friends who teaches at a different school district.
Yep.
Evidently, those comments got this woman in trouble, and she is very upset. I don't even know this woman. This is a friend of my wife's. I was evidently poorly trying to defend the profession of teaching and explaining that some teaching positions are more stressful than others and that being a teacher is not an 8-to-4 job with a bunch of vacation. Anyways, I've never met this woman. I was hyperbolizing a conversation that my wife and I had, and evidently this fine school district here in the Kansas City metro area,
general area,
went to this teacher very upset about her going around and complaining about the school district, which she's not doing. I've never even met this woman. She loves her job, and now she's very upset that her job might be in jeopardy because of something that some idiot on the radio said. My wife was like mad, almost crying at me last night. What did you say? Why did you do this? I just want to apologize, and I hope I did not cause any trouble to anyone.
How they know it was her?
Let me tell you this. I remember that conversation clearly because a man named Tom called in and said, essentially, stop complaining if you're a teacher.
You're overpaid.
You get all of this time off.
Yep.
You get free pension, which was not correct.
Which is not true.
And people were so angry at what he said, but we let him say it because there are people out there who believe those things.
Absolutely.
No, they're not true. And I thought you did a really, really good job.
I did too.
Of defending that profession.
Well, at any rate, I mentioned a district. The district was upset. They went to her. It's one of those things. I said a friend of my wife's. You know,
didn't name her, right?
No, I did not. I don't even know her. I've never even spoke to her.
How'd they know it was her?
It was just one of those, well, if it's a friend of,
right,
I don't know,
right,
they
right.
tracked it down, I guess. Whatever. But they were very upset, and I just want to apologize. This teacher in question didn't say anything. I was just relaying a conversation that my wife and I had and trying poorly, evidently, to defend the teaching profession. So I just want to apologize.
Well, in full disclosure, Rod, I thought you did a brilliant job of defending the teacher profession, of dispersing some of these. And, you know, I have a brother who's a teacher as well. I respect him. I love him, obviously. And I do not think teachers get paid enough. And I joke with my brother all the time about, enjoy your 3 months off, and blah, blah. He'll be in town on Friday night. He's done teaching. In fact, my brother just got a job. I'm not breaking any news here because I think he's already told everybody. My brother is done teaching.
Oh, really?
He's an assistant principal now down in Wichita.
Awesome.
He got a job as an assistant principal.
Ooh.
And so he will be the disciplinarian at the school. I got you for 2 months, Bender. You're mine. 2 months. That's going to be my brother.
Is he like the designated hitter?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But without any hitting. I told you that story about the time he walked around the corner at that dance.
Yeah, yeah. Tell it, tell it.
Can I tell it one more time?
Please.
If you're not going to get him in trouble.
No, I've already told this
story
before.
Rod, in all seriousness, I feel horrible because I think our biggest fear, one of our biggest fears, and we've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, you never want to get anybody in trouble.
You don't ever want something that you say to get someone else in trouble.
Oh, unless it's Alonzo Washington.
Unless they have it coming.
Yeah. Well, then there's
like
a
Alonzo
list,
Washington, yeah. and then he deserves to be in trouble. So anyway, years ago, my brother was chaperoning. I guess that's the right term when a teacher is on duty to watch a dance and make sure the kids...
Chaperone.
Yeah, you're chaperoning. So my brother is chaperoning this dance at the high school that he was working at down in Wichita at the time. And he's worked at several different high schools. He decides, I'm going to go walk the halls, make sure everybody's in the auditorium.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure everybody's dancing.
That's bad.
I'm going to go walk the halls, make sure nobody's wandered out.
Nobody's smoking in the boys' room, as it were.
Right. Motley Crue. He turns the corner, and he sees, how do I put this delicately? He sees a girl bent over and a boy behind her.
Oh, God.
He's not bent over.
Okay.
He is.
Okay, Scott, really?
So he saw some...
I thought you were going to say he thought he was seeing something and it turned out not to be that.
No, it was totally that.
Yeah, it was totally that.
I don't need the
to
visual.
To which my brother goes, he didn't say anything verbally. I think he was in shock. My brother looks down the hall and he goes like this. He goes,
huh?
To which the boy looks up, puts his index finger up and goes, 1 minute.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Hold on, I'm almost there.
1 minute.
True story.
To which my brother says, no!
My girlfriend works in education.
1 more minute.
Come on, dude, let me finish.
And I talked to her yesterday, and I said, hey, when do you get out? Like, the kids are out Friday, or for a lot of the kids.
Who's
are.
Who's this you were talking
a
to?
A girlfriend of mine last night at the pool. When do you get out? And she is in a support staff role. She goes, June 21st.
No.
And I go, we were just talking about this the other day. Anyone, they get all this time off. You know, I think if you're a district employee, that is certainly not the case. And if you're support staff, that is not the case. Mm. It's just not. Did you hear about...
All the kids' last day was yesterday. Tabitha's at work today until like 5 o'clock.
Well, way to go and get her friend fired.
So please slow
down.
God,
I hope not. I just feel awful.
There's a shortage of teachers. They're not going to fire her. They need her.
I hope not.
Okay, let's stop talking about it.
The woman loves her job.
Let's stop talking about it. Did
you
hear?
So much that you ended up talking about it on the air.
Overnight.
Sorry.
The story, and it has since gone viral. This is going to be more than a local story. I think it's going to be international. Once again, there is a local student. He is a 3.9 GPA, and they are telling him he cannot walk at graduation. And you might be thinking, did he release chickens in the school? Did he move cars? Did he toilet paper the property? Did he spray paint the walls in the boys' bathroom? Like, every year there's some story. These kids come up with these dumb things to do.
No, this kid was creative.
This kid was hilarious, was absolutely creative, and we are going to call out this school district. There is no way they should prevent this kid from walking. I do not think he did anything wrong.
The school district, by the way, is the Independence, Missouri School District. Here is the story. A senior at Truman High School will not be allowed to walk in his graduation because of a prank. Kylan Scheel, 18 years old, admits, yes, I posted an ad on Craigslist on Friday that listed Truman High School was for sale. He
put his high school up for sale on
it's
Craigslist.
It's genius.
It's funny.
Quoting here from young Kylan Scheel, other people were going to release live mice or, you know, building a beach in the front lobby area. I thought, let's do something more laid back. So I decided to put the school up for sale. The ad on Craigslist listed several amenities, including the school's newly built athletic fields, plenty of parking, and a bigger-than-normal dining room. The Independent School District took issue with Kylan's reason for the sale, which he wrote was, quote, due to the loss of students coming up. In other words, the seniors were going to graduate.
Right, all the kids leaving.
I decided to say the reason we're selling this is because of the loss of students, because the senior class is graduating, said Scheel. But on Wednesday, Scheel spoke with Fox 4. By the way, he has a 3.9 GPA, as Dana mentioned, was notified that he was not only suspended for the remainder of the school year, he would not walk in this weekend's graduation. Says Scheel, a three-day suspension, sure, but denying me the ability to walk, that's a lifetime moment. I think they're overreacting. His mom says, and I quote, he went and apologized, tried to make things right, and in return, they give him the harshest punishment possible. Detectives with the Independence Police Department investigated the incident and found no probable cause or reason to pursue criminal charges.
So is it that he said the loss of students and they thought he meant he was going to go take out a bunch of students?
That's why detectives were called.
Mm-hmm.
Because he used the word loss instead of declining.
Or departing.
Departing or declining membership. Let me ask you this. Had he used one different word, declining or departing, instead of loss, which if you look up in a thesaurus, they're all going to be in the same realm of that word. If he had used another word, would we even be talking about this?
According to...
Probably not.
According to Kylan Scheel, the district tried to relate it back to all the recent school shootings and everything. They tried tying it back to that, but I don't see how this was a perceived threat at all.
Read the ad again.
Let's see. Hang on here. The ad listed several amenities, including the school's newly built athletic field, plenty of parking, and a bigger than normal dining room. He said it would be up for sale due to the loss of students coming up.
Come on. You're always the champion of common sense on this program.
This is a lack of common sense. The man should be allowed to graduate.
The man actually should go into advertising in college because that is a very clever play on what's happening in the world.
But we now have to catch someone's eye.
But
now we have this zero tolerance policy where anything that
if you bring a gun into school.
Well, of course.
Yes.
But this is a kid who thought, I mean, give me a break. My buddy Chris Smith, his younger brother, was the valedictorian at Lansing High School. You remember this story from years ago. He was also on the yearbook staff, Rod, and it created a really interesting farewell to the students. Emphasis on the word farewell, because that was the first word, F. And if you read down the side
column of
the goodbye letter from your valedictorian, if you read down the left side of the column in the Lansing High School yearbook from 1990, whatever it was, it told you to go do something to yourself. And young Brian Smith.
Go friend yourself on Facebook.
Young Brian Smith from the class of 1992 was not allowed to graduate because not only was he the
Did he go on to do something clever?
He's a pharmacist in Atlanta. He's worth a lot of money.
I'm sure he is.
He has a doctorate in pharmacy.
So here's the question. What do you think the punishment should be, if anything? And I would argue nothing.
None.
And are we coming to the point, because we have these stories every year, where it's time to somehow incentivize our seniors to just not go down this road at all? If you're thinking about bringing livestock into the lunchroom, don't.
Here's the thing that and we got to get to break, but here's what seniors don't realize. Every trick other than the Craigslist one, which, by the way, Kylan, I think is actually pretty brilliant. The livestock, the toilet papering.
It's all been done.
The painting, the genitals on the school mascot statue out front. We did that at Lansing back in 1989.
Releasing three pigs and numbering them 1, 2, and 4.
It's all been done. We did it 30 years ago. You're not creative.
Do we live in a post-joke society?
576-7798.
I have been driving around in that Tiguan for weeks. I love it. I'm actually getting ready to go in next week to VW Lee Summit to look at a Jetta. What a great car. And they have their 2018s right now are $4,000 off MSRP. You can lease one of those Jettas starting at $139 a month. $139 a month. You need something bigger, like my Tiguan? Those are $199 a month. Or my very favorite, the Atlas. I'm telling you, if you don't like the look of a minivan, you want something cooler, something sleeker, but you still need to haul the kids around, please go look at that Atlas S. They are amazing. You can lease one at $279 a month, or they're knocking $4,000 off MSRP on the 2018s right now. You are going to love the folks out at VW Lease Summit. Ask to see Christina, my car girl. Tell her you want to see Dana's car. Go to VWLeaseSummit.com, VWLeaseSummit.com.
All right, let's get some people in here real quick. Give me a bottle. We're talking about this kid in Independence. His name is Kylan Shield. By the way, if anybody knows Kylan, I think I'm pronouncing it right. If he's willing to call in, he's welcome here. 576-7798 for Kylan Scheel or anybody else. He put Truman High School up for sale on Craigslist.
Like a fake posting. Dan's laughing. I think it's hilarious. How much did he ask for it, by the way?
It doesn't say what he wanted. In
I think it was like $12,000-something.
Okay, yeah, good.
It's about the going rate.
Seems fair.
Sarah in Independence. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi there.
Go ahead.
So I graduated from Truman High School in Independence in 1997.
Mm. Well, it's for sale if you want to buy it.
I think his joke is actually rather funny. But in 97, our popular cheerleader girls spray painted genitals on our brick building. And they did not get suspended, and they were allowed to walk.
Well, and that's vandalism.
Yes.
At our school, the Lansing High School Lions, we actually had an anatomically correct male lion statue out front, and my senior class painted the portion of the animal that's anatomically correct. Nobody was forbidden from walking.
I think we are quickly coming to a point where schools are going to say, knock it off, and here's why.
I think we're past that.
Let me give you an example. I may or may not know some graduating seniors who thought it would be funny to go toilet paper their high school.
Ooh, that's original.
Super original. All I know is it didn't work, and I was out about $12 worth of Charmin. As soon as the kids got there.
That was one of your ideas?
Within,
but I don't know who these kids are.
No, minutes.
She's better than that.
Police come flying into the parking lot. I mean, there's surveillance everywhere. Yeah. They didn't even get out of the car before police got there. So what happens late at night when police roll up and all of these kids are on campus? You know what happened. They all took off running.
Were you among them?
So now you have a bunch of kids at night in the dark wearing dark clothing, scattering and running into neighborhoods at night.
How did we ever survive?
I know. And I remember saying the next day, because some of them ran into like a nearby retirement apartment, you know, on the grounds, not into the apartment. I remember saying the next day, this is how people get shot. This is the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my life. Someone is going to get hurt.
Yep.
Because someone's going to come out to smoke a cigarette on their porch and think there's a prowler in their backyard, when in fact it's a bunch of idiots with no creativity whatsoever.
Were you among them?
Trying to toilet paper their high school.
Okay.
And the best part is the cops that pulled up were probably giggling their butts off when they pulled in and the kids started scattering.
They're like, really? That's all you got?
Well, they were probably like, thank God they ran off. I don't want to do the paperwork on this stupid prank.
Keyword to cash is donut, D-O-N-U-T. Donut, D-O-N-U-T.
That's do nut.
Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000.
There's a joke there somewhere.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Dan Weinbaum.
Two men under arrest for last month's Plaza Apple Store smash and grab. That story in a moment.
Oh, man, summer is here. We didn't really get a spring. Summer is here. Time to think about all of those outdoor areas in your home, your deck, your driveway, your garage floor. Have Seal Once KC come out, permanently protect and beautify those areas. Let their experienced team come out. They will clean and seal any wood or concrete surface with their clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. I'll tell you, our fence and our deck have never looked better. We put in those investments. They are expensive, as you know. Those are investments. We never sealed it. Seal Once KC came back out, took care of that for us, and it does help eliminate the worry of having to replace those big-ticket items. They offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. Then you think about your inside areas, your garage, your basement floor. Seal Once KC will come out. They got you covered there with that permanent polymer decorative coating. You've seen it. It looks great. Easy to clean, non-slip texture. You're going to love the wow factor that brings to your home. 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. 816-942-3927. Mention Dana told you to call. Receive a 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
431 in Kansas City, I'm Dan Weinbaum. Two men are charged for the robbery at the Apple Store on the Plaza in April. Three men were seen last month, snatching up iPhones, iPads, headphones, and dashing out the doors. Well, Timothy O'Neill and Devario O'Neill are suspects in similar crimes as well at other Apple stores in Texas, Mississippi, and Arkansas, with a total haul of more than $300,000 in merchandise. Well, the FBI is not saying whether it is or is not investigating Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, but a couple of people say they've been in touch with the feds. In a Missouri House Committee meeting, St. Louis attorney Al Watkins said he handed over to the FBI a recording of the governor's former mistress in which she talks about their relationship. Watkins represents the woman's ex-husband who made the recording without her knowledge. Coming up on 433 in Kansas City, we'll have traffic and weather together next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. Don't spend life suffering from an injury or chronic pain. Dr. Kendra Pearson and her skilled medical rehab and chiropractic team at Northland Physical Medicine can get you back to a pain-free life. Their advanced chiropractic and medical techniques are individualized to treat each patient's issues. I became a huge fan after meeting Dr. Kendra and touring her facility. Northland Physical Medicine will set you on the path to a healthier and happier you. Schedule a free consultation at northlandphysicalmedicine.com.
Some hazy sunshine in the forecast for the afternoon. We quickly heat up to the upper 80s. Rogue showers and thunderstorms popping up through the afternoon and also into tonight. Our overnight low into the upper 60s. A few more showers and thunderstorms trying to make their way in for Friday. Partly sunny at times, the high from the mid to upper 80s. And a lingering shower or storm Friday night. And then dry and hot weather expected for the holiday weekend. Our highs are ranging from the low to middle 90s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KNBZ Weather.
It's 85 degrees at KCI, 84 in Liberty, and here at your official weather station, it's 83 degrees. The Radio.com app is the official new home of KNBZ. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. I'm Dan Weinbaum, News 98.1 KNBZ.
See you tomorrow night at the Sprint Center, opening for Poison.
Mother told me, yes, she told me, I'd meet girls like you. She also told me, stay away, you'll never know what you'll catch. Just the other day, I heard of a soldier's falling off.
Is it bad that I'm going to a Poison concert, but I'm really going for the opening act?
Not when it's Cheap Trick.
No, sir. My brother's never seen Poison in his life. That's why we're going.
Oh, that's cool. I think I told you, I saw the same show back in the late 80s. It was Cheap Trick, Rat, and Poison.
Oh, it's so good.
And Rat was too drunk to perform. Yeah. It was bad. But Cheap Trick was great. Lives. And Poison puts on a hell of a show.
Oh, Poison's fantastic. If you've never seen Poison, they put on a great show. Easy, it's easy rock.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan, yeah. But man, it was a fun show.
Yeah, they're fun to watch. Denitra in Independence. Hang on, Denitra, real quick. I just want to reset the story here because we're talking about a kid named Kylan Scheele. Sheely, thank you.
Yeah,
apparently you're related. You're the mom, right?
Yeah, I'm mom.
Okay, hang on, mom. Kylan Scheele, beg your pardon, 18 years old. He has a 3.9 GPA, is not going to be allowed to walk this weekend at Truman High School because he pulled the annual senior prank and he put his high school up for sale on Craigslist. Is that correct?
That would be it.
Okay.
Did you know he was going to do this, Denitra?
I got to find out right after it happened. So they had been talking about other more senior pranks that I cringed at. There was one, they had a suggestion of releasing 100 live mice into the school.
Yeah, not smart.
Do that. I said, let's not do that. You eat there. They talked about turning the front lobby into a beach because they're doing so much construction. I said, let's not put 10 tons of sand in the lobby. That would mess with the construction workers.
Been done before.
Yeah, it's been done before, but, you know, we don't want to disrupt the construction going on. So I realized through the PowerSchool app that I think every parent in the district uses, he was late for class. And I said, oh, what's going on? He goes, I'm on my way. I was doing something. And then he sent me this link to this Craigslist post, and all I could do is just go, I can't believe you did that. What are you thinking? He goes, well, you know, I didn't want to do anything worse. I said, okay, that's funny. I see what's going on here. You're selling your school. I gotcha. You know?
Yeah.
I gotcha. You're selling your school. Okay. And then of course, the first thing I did was turn and send it to my mother because my mom loves a good joke too. And she laughed and sent it to people, and we all had a pretty healthy laugh from it. I mean, it was just Kai being Kai.
Well, I read the detectives even laughed about it.
Oh yeah, they were so nice. They came out. Okay, my son posted this on like the 18th. We didn't see any detectives until the 22nd. Nobody even took notice of it for that many days. That's how low-key he was being. He was trying to just see what would happen,
right,
to see how many people would call the school and say, hey, I hear it's up for sale. You know, he was trying to be funny, ha-ha. So when the detectives showed up, they were like, we're looking for Kylan. I said, oh, my gosh, is this about that prank? And they said, yeah. I said, hold on. And I looked at him and said, can you give him a good scare for me? And they just kind of chuckled, and they're like, yeah, we'll help you out. And so I go in there, and I'm like, you get out there, and you go talk to those cops right now. And he goes, I was like, what did I do? And then, you know, they kind of expressed to him that somebody called them, a concerned parent called them. And he was like, for? He got lost at that point. He was like, what are you?
Right, concerned about what?
Yeah. And they said, well, because of the way you worded it, somebody said that they were going to rush and take their students out of school because they were afraid you were coming to do them harm. And he looked at me with that standard teenage boy deadpan stare, like I grew a third eye.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah, it's the standard one. I got it from my older kid, too, and I get it from my daughter as well. It's the glazed-over look of non-comprehension.
Is there any chance he walks on Saturday?
I want to say I'm hoping for the best. I'm not holding the entire school district at fault. I really hope that our superintendent, Dr. Hurl, looks at this, looks at everything, looks at the overwhelming support that we have not only in the metro area since this story aired, but across the nation, because it got really big really fast, a lot faster than we thought it would be. You know, I think that if he looked at the overwhelming support that even our little community has given to Kylan, that he would see nobody truly felt threatened, and that he, you know, you would think that he would let him walk.
He's quoted as saying in the Kansas City Star, I have a 3.96 grade point average. I have never been suspended. And the first time I get in trouble, I can't walk. He says, yep. I've waited 13 years to walk at graduation.
Yep.
Plus the money you've spent. I mean, we've all just been through this. It is not cheap to get those kids to the finish line.
Yeah, no, it's a haul. I mean, we got his class ring last year. You know, we got made sure that he had a laptop when he got into the school district. He paid for his own musical instrument. He is a resourceful kid. He holds a part-time job. This year we've paid for announcements, thank you notes, all of the stuff that goes with his graduation stuff, his cap and gown, and all the little senior swag stuff that the kids are wanting, like, you know, the extra sweats and all the extra little tassels and stuff. We've paid for all of that.
Have you met with the superintendent?
I have not.
Have you met with the principal?
I have spoken to them briefly on the phone. I've met the principal prior to this, but I've spoken to them briefly on the phone, and the interactions that I had with them on the phone were curt at best.
What happened? Give me the conversation.
Well, I don't want to make it worse for her, because I want them to come to their senses and say, all right.
Yeah, it was just a very sharp and closed-off reaction.
Okay.
I asked him to continue a dialogue with me, see if there was something could be done, see if we could lessen this, because he has never been in trouble in high school. He's a model student. He's a good citizen. He's a registered voter at 18 years old and even went to the voting registration office and put his name in to help them run elections. I mean, this is the kind of citizen that my son has become. And so he has every right to feel hurt by the school district. And he doesn't hold the whole school district accountable either. It's just the actions of a few people. And so we're hoping that between everybody that we've, you know, that got to speak to, with the help of the media, with the help of his friends, with the help of our friends and our family and people that we know all across, not even the city, but the nation, that maybe some reason and some compassion can be shown so he can be up there with his friends.
Will he attend even if he doesn't get to graduate or walk across the stage?
We were advised that he is not even allowed to be in attendance.
Oh, good Lord.
In order for him to be in attendance at one of the high school graduations, you have to have tickets. In order for us to have tickets for the graduation, they would have had to allow him to go this morning to the graduation rehearsal. And without a ticket, you cannot even be on the premises. So he can't even watch and be in the audience to support his friends.
When asked, he said, if I had to do it all over again, he would still pull the school for sale prank, only I would use a better choice of words, he says, to make it blatantly obvious that it was a joke.
Yes. I completely agree. He was vague.
Yeah.
And
Denitra, real quick, what are his plans in the fall?
he was talking about using the scholarship option through his employer to do schooling online. I think with this, he may have found a whole new career in pretty much whatever he wants to do.
That's what I said to Scott. I go, I said, he needs to go into marketing or advertising or something creative, because I do find it amusing. And I'm a zero tolerance kind of gal. I don't feel like this falls anywhere near the category of what we should be concerned about in our schools today. Not even close.
I'm a zero tolerance parent. My kids are raised with, oh, mom's coming and we've done something bad. We should probably start apologizing now. We have upset her. Let's not get her yelling. I mean, that's the, you know, I'm the let's stop it. But I'm also that parent that they know they can come to and say, hey, I have a problem. And creating a zero tolerance of nonsense and threatening behavior policy, that's great. But having a policy where a student feels like if they make a slight mistake, they're going to be punished as harshly as if they've made a grievous error, that's the problem. There's not a line in the sand to draw between this was a joke and this is a threat. And they're taking this little molehill and they have created Mount Everest with it.
A number of people, if I may interrupt you, Denitra, real quick, they just got in their cars, they're driving home from work. Uh-huh. They said, what in the world did this kid do? Your son, Kylan Sheely, as a senior prank, put Truman High School up on Craigslist for sale.
Yeah.
In the advertisement, he said it had several amenities, including newly built athletic fields, plenty of parking, a bigger than normal dining room. Here's the line that got him into trouble, though. They took issue with, at the end, he wrote that the reason that the school was up for sale was, quote, due to the loss of students coming up. By that, he was referring to graduating seniors, but some people read that as a reference to potential school violence. Is that right?
That's what we're hearing. And from what I have seen in response to the media coverage, the radio stations, everybody, everything I'm seeing, I would say maybe one out of 100 people go, that's a threat. The other 99 people are going, oh, way to go, kid. So I'm going, okay, kid, we need to choose our words more carefully. We're starting to become an adult now. Let's be a little more careful with our words, but way to go, you. You didn't destroy anything. There was no property damage. There's no criminal anything going on, and you were creative, and good job. you know, as a parent, how can you not be behind your kid when it could have been so much more crazy?
Hey, Denitra, do me a favor. Keep in touch with us, would you? Don't be a stranger. I'd love to know how this ends up. And I do hope the district and your local school officials see this for what it is. I really do. You tell your kid he's doing great, and this too shall pass.
Yes, that's what we tell. It's like, just keep on moving through it. At the end, this is just going to be a memory.
All right.
Thanks.
See you, Denitra. Goodbye. Let the kid walk. Give me a break. I mean, come on. He's clearly not threatening the school. Simmer down, superintendent. Dork.
Well, we read the due to loss of students coming up to be a threat that he's going to blow up the school or something. Simmer down.
God. I'm telling you, man. Everybody talks about snowflakes and safe spaces in this world. We've created it. Our generation, Rod, created the safe space.
Yes, I know. It terrifies me. Like I said, I...
And it's on both sides. Both sides need safe spaces. I don't want to hear an opinion.
I don't care about what side you're... It's just... It terrifies me that we live in a no-joke world. That sucks.
I mean, clearly the kid was not threatening to blow up the school or shoot students or... Come on. 576-7798. Hey, it's Scott Parks, and I know there are some of you out there that are just unhappy with your smiles. Dr. Ross Headley and his amazing team over at KC Smile can change all of that for you. For the past 23 years, Dr. Headley has done incredible transformations for people who are unhappy with their smiles. Dr. Headley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. The first thing I noticed when I visited KC Smile was the warm and welcoming environment and the friendly staff. And then I saw a book that was filled with before and after photos of patients whose lives have been changed because now they smile with confidence. Your free consultation includes digital imaging that'll show you how your smile will look after having the dental procedure. Close friend is going through the process right now with Dr. Headley. Can't wait to see the results. Enhance your life with a beautiful smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. Again, that's kcsmile.com.
I mean to tell you, no one has transformed the outside of our home like Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. I love these guys. They finally came out and said, look, Dana, it's time for an irrigation system. You can't grow grass. All your landscaping is dead. You need an irrigation system. And we bit the bullet and did that. And I am so glad that we did, to the point that we are now next season going to put one in the backyard. The difference is night and day. We are mowing twice a week. And we not only have a lush front lawn, we have to mow it now twice as often as we did. And it looks great. No dead spots, no bald spots. That place was just a mess before Lightning Landscape came out and put that irrigation system in. They're handling our flowers out front and out back. It really is just an amazing transformation. Have them come out and design a simple, gorgeous, elegant design to enhance the outside of your house. You're going to love the way it looks. You're going to like, you know, they got an A+ BBB rating, by the way, for all of it. Landscape, hardscape, you want to put a fireplace or fire pit out back, they do that. And irrigation, all accredited with an A+ BBB rating. Call my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. You tell them a very happy Dana sent you. 913-441-3900, 441-3900, or lightning-landscape.com, lightning-landscape.com.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, one of the greatest live acts you'll ever see. Dia in Kansas City. Dia, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I applaud the mom for sticking by her kid. I applaud the kid for such a brainstorm on the Craigslist. I read it myself from the newspaper app that I have, and I didn't see no threat whatsoever, but it took me back to a couple of years because my kids go to Van Horn. I actually have a senior that's graduating this year, too. And it reminded me a couple years ago, the senior prank for our school, the kids, including the football players, decided to take a teacher's car, one of those little itty-bitty smart cars, penny racer-looking cars, and pick it up and put it in the back of another teacher's truck.
I believe that's against the law.
Nobody got in trouble.
Okay.
kids are going to do stupid stuff. It's harmful. It's harmless.
Other than painting the genitalia on the Lansing Lion statue up front, I don't even think we did anything.
We didn't do anything.
We handed our principal, his name was Wilbur Barnes. He was known to golf whenever the opportunity hit him. And so he would leave and go golf during the day. So all the seniors handed him a golf ball as they walked across the stage. And we thought we were really, really risque there. I mean, we were really pushing the envelope. We handed our principal a golf ball.
Wow.
So he could golf.
Did you throw it at him? Or
no, it was part of the handshake. Part of the handshake.
Okay.
He handed us a diploma. We handed him a golf ball. Yeah.
That's actually pretty funny.
Wilbur Barnes got 125 golf balls that day.
I'm sure he had a smile on his face.
That's it. Your keyword to cash is the same one from 4:30 because I gave it out 30 minutes too early.
No!
Because I'm an idiot. God, I'm stupid.
No!
Your keyword is still donut.
So weird.
Donut.
Do nut.
D-O-N-U-T.
You had one job.
I know. I dropped it.
You dropped the donut.
Donut is now the official keyword to cash. Text that into 72881, and you're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Your keyword this hour is donut to the newsroom and Dan Weinbaum.
Ahead on KMBZ, the president issued a pardon today. Who? We'll tell you ahead.
Hey, if you find yourself in a car accident, whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs, and I'll tell you why. Because the guys at Dale's are the best at getting your car back to its original condition. That's what they do. I've been out there many times. I've met with Dale. He's a personal friend. I've watched his crews at work. And I can say without reservation and without question that they are the best in the business. Their work, by the way, guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars, taking care of you.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.